You're listening to SBS News.
Using the power of art to send a powerful message to schools nationwide. Students from across the country gathered in Government House in Sydney for an annual anti-bullying poster design competition. Out of the 4,000 entrants this year, 41 students made the finals. Now in its sixth year, the competition aims to shed light on the importance of kindness and inclusion among children. This year's top prize went to 11-year-old Isabella Shinanovsky from Lennox Head Public School on the New South Wales North Coast.
I put a little bit of how I got bullied too, and someone did lend me a hand when I was going through some bullying.
Bullying is an endemic problem in schools across Australia. One in four children in years 4 to 9 report being bullied every few weeks, and those who are bullied are 3 times more likely to be at risk of depression. It's an issue that was thrust into the national spotlight last year after the tragic death of 14-year-old Dolly Everett, who was relentlessly bullied. There's now growing awareness in schools and communities calling out such behaviour. Patricia Ocelli is the CEO of non-profit organisation Interrelate that organised this year's poster competition.
It's important to educate children, but it's also important to support parents, to support their children and to interact with schools. And it's important for the teachers and the community to also have a message and a strategy around addressing bullying.
10-year-old Sarah Francombe from Alice Springs was one of the finalists. She says the advice for her peers is simple.
If someone's sad, help them and don't just leave them.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.